From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. Homelessness has occupied a lot of space in local media lately, with a crisis situation on 500 West and a real need to find better ways of serving homeless people, making sure that people don't become homeless in the first place, and also helping to transition people out of homelessness as quickly as possible in a safe way that protects their dignity and privacy. Joining me today will be David Litvak, Deputy Chief of Staff for Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski, talking about Mayor Biskupski's plan to build two new resource centers that will help to address the crisis that we're currently facing in our homeless system. Important to note that these resource centers will not duplicate the same situation, but will be designed and built in ways to alleviate some of the challenges that we are currently seeing with the way that our homeless shelter and affiliated services are provided. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by my friend David Litvak. David, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
David is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski. And David, you have a lot of responsibilities. One of the chief, one that's really focused a lot of your attention recently, is thinking through new homeless facilities, some new resource centers.
Correct.
Can you just share a little bit about your thinking on that and the direction that you're going? A lot of decisions will be made over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Where are you thinking about that? Where are you headed? And what can people be aware of so they can understand what's going on?
Sure. So quick context, very important. You know, all conversations about the new resource centers, all individuals, the public, stakeholders, service providers, business
homeless
community,
people. Individuals
experiencing homelessness, yeah, need to understand that the conversations about the new resource centers is a part of a bigger, broader conversation about how do we provide better services, mm-hmm, better programming, more sustainable programming for individuals and families experiencing homelessness.
And how do we prevent it also?
And how do we prevent it?
That's the most important
part of it, right?
Yeah.
How do we divert, you know, individuals and families, then they kind of reach that point? How do we divert? How do we keep them in the community and not even needing resource centers? How do we prevent individuals and families from getting to that point of crisis to begin with? And then, but once someone enters and having a system that's really a no wrong door approach,
right,
and having a coordinated assessment that Salt Lake County is working on, where whether it's through the education system or whether it's through healthcare,
yeah,
that individuals that are facing this crisis, they will be assessed. Their needs in terms of housing needs will be assessed, and that we will be able to direct that individual, those families, to the right location. And some of that may be a resource center, and some of that may be other resources within their community, within their neighborhoods, that can help them stay housed. And then at the same time, for individuals that do enter that emergency shelter or new resource center, making sure that we have the model and the services, the right balance in terms of the services and programming on site, and the ability to quickly transition individuals and families back into the community, into housing. We really want to move away from a shelter-based model into more of a housing-focused and a housing-based model. And so the conversations about, you know, two or more resource centers really needs to be seen in that context of broader reform, because no one's trying to recreate or maintain what we're currently seeing.
So I think that's been really clear, and I think anyone who's been involved in this conversation will look at what we have now and say, this is not acceptable. The
Absolutely.
Way that we are managing this as a community, and this is not a critique of homeless service providers who are doing the best with what they've been given and the tasks that they've been assigned, but as a
Absolutely.
Community, we have created a situation in that neighborhood that I think, and I've been pretty critical about this, unsafe, not good for homeless people, not good for the businesses, it's not good for anybody. What you're trying to do is change that model completely so that new resource centers are very different and are not repeating the same mistakes we've made in the past. This is a new day
Absolutely.
And a new way of thinking about it.
Moving away from what we currently have right now is kind of a campus model,
yeah,
kind of a one-stop shop sort of model, to more of a scattered site. And a scattered site that serves specific populations within the homeless community. So you can,
yeah,
tailor the services and the programming. You know, For example, having the Midvale Road Home facility now just for families and year-round makes a huge difference, so that families who are experiencing homelessness, the services, the programs in Midvale are tailored to them, tailored to helping them either along the diversion, stay in the community, or how, once they enter the resource center, how we get them back into the community. For Salt Lake City, we are talking about single men and single women, individuals that walk that fine line oftentimes around chronically homeless. Sometimes they don't meet that technical definition, which is a federal definition, which has to do with how long you've experienced homelessness.
Right.
They don't meet it because some cycle in and out of jail,
right.
Some cycle in and out of hospitals, behavioral health. So we know this is a challenging population. We as a city, as the administration, I want to address the size. And so there's been a lot of conversation about 250.
Is it too much? Is it the right
too
amount?
Much?
Do we just want two?
Yeah. And how we got there and how the administration got there was based on research and examination of best practices across the country.
Mm-hmm.
As a part of that determination of the campus model versus the scattered site model. Some of this happened with the previous administration,
sure.
But with staff, really went out and looked and actually did site visits on what are the models across the country that are being held up as best practices,
mm-hmm.
and what type of impact are they having on the community. At the same time, through the collective impact process that Salt Lake County is facilitating, there was surveying of local stakeholders as well in terms of what is the proper site for community impact, which is one of the outcomes that is being measured through collective impact, as well as what is the right size a facility to better serve individuals experiencing homelessness.
May I interject? Because I think there's probably not a perfect size, because it's impossible. There's pros and cons with any size you might choose.
Right.
We've selected the plan that the administration's put forward, Mayor Biskupski's plan, is 250. There may be pros and cons with that, but that's the size that we've selected, and we're moving forward with that plan at this time. That doesn't mean that we're stuck there forever. We might make changes 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road.
And the city council being responsive to concerns they've heard
constituents
have raised that concern, and we are being responsive to that. We have asked for additional analysis from the architect doing the conceptual design in terms of, if we look at more than two resource centers, what would the cost impact be? And there is a cost impact, and that definitely needs to be a part of the conversation. We have communicated to our colleagues on the city council that we're more than open to having that conversation. We want to make sure that we're providing that right balance. Right, we don't want the resource centers are intended to be a springboard, and one factor that plays into the right size or the footprint is the population that we're serving is going to need an intense level of case management.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether we're serving 150, 125, or 250, you're going to need the size of facility that provides that right individual to case manager ratio, which for our population may be 1 in 20, 1 in 25,
mm-hmm.
So that they're receiving the right level of attention,
mm-hmm.
and direction. But we also don't want facilities that become a home in of themselves.
Right.
We don't want a super high level of programming, for example, that individuals become to rely on the resource center as the only vehicle to getting those resources. And so so we're striking that balance, and we need the size of facility and in both in terms of footprint and individuals to do it in an efficient way.
Yeah.
Because while we talk a lot about the cost of constructing a facility, we also need to make sure that we have the available funding to operate a facility.
Yeah. Talking with David Litvak. David is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski, talking about proposed homeless resource centers that would in some ways help to replace the current emergency shelter system that a lot of people, I think, have come to the conclusion not working well. This would be a new approach. We are going to take a quick break. We'll remind you that we're in the midst of our fall fun drive here at KCPW. Please give us a call if you like the programming on Downtown SLC. Help us continue to have these crucial conversations, whether it's about something kind of exciting and fun like Dine Around or the Farmers Market, or something really serious about our urban center like homeless services. Your support helps to make these conversations happen. Operators are standing by. We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. My guest today is David Litvak. David is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski. David has focused a lot of his attention recently on conversations about how do we change the dynamic for homeless services that we are providing. In some ways, really reaching a crisis level with lots of additional people using homeless services, some infiltration of drug dealers and other criminals into the homeless population, creating, I think it's safe to say, a fairly unsafe and unhealthy situation. Really, political leaders working so hard right now at the city level, the county level, the mayor, the city council, the county council, Mayor Biskupski, Mayor McAdams, everybody's really coming together along with religious organizations, the business community, to say we've got to do a better job. We've got to find a better solution. Talking today with David Litvak about some proposed facilities, Mayor Biskupski's plan for a couple of additional facilities, homeless resource centers, that would be very, very different than the shelter that we are currently seeing on the Rio Grande Street. So that's the conversation that we've started.
Part of the context, Jason, as well, is as I talked earlier about the broader reform and how this is just a part of that.
Right.
And so we're also talking about facilities. We also know that this is not a Salt Lake City specific issue.
Yeah.
This is a county. This is a statewide issue.
Even though a lot of the facilities are located here
in the city.
But these people who are coming to these facilities come from across the region. They are not citizens of Salt Lake City exclusively. It's a regional issue.
Right. And the public needs to know that that's part of the conversation, that the resource centers that we're talking about specifically for single men and single women of Salt Lake City, but we're also looking at other facilities across the county and how they can be a part of the solution as well. This last year, the county, the city, the Downtown Alliance, and many stakeholders, many providers worked in a very united way in making a very significant ask of the Utah State Legislature, $27 million. And we received a commitment over a three-year period for that $27 million. And so there's been also a lot of confusion in terms of what does that mean in terms of the number of facilities and the types of facilities. $27 million of our ask was for ongoing funding to help operate new resource centers.
Yeah.
Part of our initial ask was for two, with the thought of constructing two new resource centers in Salt Lake City, and that was what the $20 million was
This was
for.
Discussed back in February
in
the last legislative session.
Right. But again, that doesn't necessarily tie the city, the county, anyone to the idea of 250.
Right.
But where that came from was, again, the research that we did and recognizing that the campus model that we have today, where you have 800 or 1,000 plus beds in the dire situations in one neighborhood, is not a good model. It's not a good model for the community. And as important, it's not a good model in serving individuals experiencing homelessness.
Yeah, clearly. So in terms of timeline, what are you anticipating? I know that the legislature provided some deadlines to make progress on this issue. I think it's, candidly, David, it's a monumental feat that everybody has sort of moved in the same direction.
Yes.
It's unusual to have all these people all moving in this. And sure, there are people who have different ideas, different questions, but there are some core facts that everybody agrees to, that the way that we're managing it right now as a community is not effective, that we can do better, the amount of money we're spending on this should be producing different results, better results. We need smaller facilities, scattered site facilities. There's no disagreement about that.
Right.
So there's some little questions about some of the details, but the general gist, we're all moving in the same direction.
Right. Isn't that, I mean, we shouldn't lose sight of that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of attention right now and some of the disagreements between the administration, the city council, and Salt Lake City. But those are relatively minor in terms of what we're talking about and the huge lift that we're trying to do. That the fact that we're debating and having disagreement on such an important issue, where still the core fundamental values behind what we're trying to do to serve individuals and families experiencing homelessness in a more effective, efficient, and productive way, to minimize the impact on the community, to have the community working together. I mean, it's monumental.
Yeah.
And part of why we feel from the administration, why it's so important that that the administration and the council are working together collaboratively is because this is such a monumental decision that we're making and such a significant opportunity. I've heard the word generational used, and I would say if anything fits that, this definitely does. So in terms of timeline, you know, the legislature itself never really imposed a timeline, but what we always felt was that we had to demonstrate significant progress through the interim in order to maintain the momentum for that next phase of funding, if you will, from the legislature. And so we've always targeted early to mid-November to have what our initial focus has been the two sites. Again, that may change a little bit in the conversations with the council, but having two sites selected by early to mid-November so that we are demonstrating that progress to the legislature. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that those two sites or three sites will have gone through the entire process. Sure. There will still be a city council process based on where they are in the city, whether it requires a rezone or the planning commission with a conditional use. But to be able to, the administration and the city council really locked arm in arm to be able to say to the legislature and to the public, these are our recommendations, will be huge.
Yeah.
And I think necessary prior to the legislative session.
Well, David, a lot of important stuff, a lot of, as you said, generational opportunity to really change the way that we think about how we provide emergency shelter, along with all of the other components of really trying to end homelessness for people experiencing it, and really because it's the right thing to do for our larger community. So we will have you back, if that's all right, to continue
anytime.
This conversation.
Absolutely, anytime.
Right. Excellent. You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m., where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. If you like this program, if you care about what's happening in downtown Salt Lake City, please consider making a generous pledge to KCPW. Now is the time.